Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book. I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very simple. I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco. AJ Disco. 3 times. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Oh, whoa. Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah, yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, this is A-T-A-Z-P, another T-A-Z Productions live on Blog Talk Radio. In the house, I have Silver Cox, and I also have on the line Craig Groove. How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm great.
Doing good, my brother.
Meet Silver Cox. This is Craig Groove.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, Sylvia, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am just great.
Silver Cox, contemporary jazz, R&B, spiritual, music lover from birth, taught to sing and harmonize by her father as a child. I wonder how that went, because I'm trying to think, when my dad tried to teach me anything, it was a rough going with me. But maybe it was easy with you, because, you know, I was a hard head, you see what I'm saying? So how did that go when your father was teaching you how to sing? Did you have fun with it?
Well, you know, I was a little girl with my two younger sisters that were right under me, and singing was my father's love. He sang, you know, professionally and before we were born. And so once we were old enough, like 4, 3, 2 or whatever, he taught us to harmonize. And we wanted to, you know, but as I got a little older, it was like he'd call rehearsal, and sometimes I didn't always want to, you know, rehearse.
Right.
But I'm grateful that he, you know, took the time to do that.
So you love singing from that early age. How did you actually decide to get started and say, hey, I want the world to hear this?
You know what? I actually never said that. I don't, you know, I think about that a lot, or I have thought about it. Singing was something that I did, and it was something like eating and sleeping. It wasn't anything I thought I would even make money doing. And it was other people that, you know, would always ask me to sing or do something, you know, and I would always do it, but I just never thought of it as a profession. I'm from Kentucky, so I, you know, even though I toured with my father, we used to tour, you know, with him. We'd sing at the universities and University of Kentucky and other places. But I just, it never occurred to me that, you know, it was anything out of special or out of the ordinary, or that I would even, you know, make a living doing it. It just happened, I guess. I don't know. Because there were other things that I wanted to do.
So this was like second nature, like, yo, I mean, you know, I'm singing, but let's just do this since we're doing it. I mean, it's amazing to me, because it seems like you wasn't really expecting all this.
No, I didn't have any plans to be a singer. You know, it was just singing was something that was in my house and that we all did, even my mother sang. But I never said when I grow up I want to, you know, be a singer, I want to make a living as a singer. I didn't even know you could really get paid as a singer. I remember the first time I sang with a local band in Kentucky. It was called The Touch of Funk. And I remember the first night we sang, and I made $25, and I came home and I told my sister, I said, oh, my God, you should do this, because I made $25.
Oh, wow. Amazing. I want to play all three of your cuts, so I got to get the time in for them. The song Power, explain that before I play it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were playing my things.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. I thought we were going to do, like, you know, the Roy Ayers stuff and all that, but okay. Power is just about, I was looking around and I encountered some people, one person in particular, that was very, you know, he had, you know, he owned property, he had a nice car, and he had a very arrogant way of looking at people that didn't, you know, that weren't, he thought weren't on his level. And I remember how I watched him treat people, and I just, you know, sat down, and someone, I had gotten the music from, there's some people that I had written, was writing with at that time, Al J. Boyd and Mark Drummond, and they had a track, so I just, you know, wrote the lyrics and came up with the melody, but, oh, you're going to really play
it? Yeah, I'm getting ready to play it.
Oh,
here it is.
Okay. All right. I just want to say this, too. Like, I can sing in different voices and different tones. This one I'm pushing because I just really wanted to, you know, get the strength of this song across. The point of it is, it's about, you know, people having money, but it's really not true power. True power comes from within, and that's what the song is, the heart of the song is about.
Here it is, Power, Silver Cox on ATAZP. One of the listeners said, love will be there when you're out of milk and honey, and she likes that part. She really liked the song, and I really like the song. I'm going to ask Craig Groove, who's a producer extraordinaire. Craig, how you feeling about that song, man?
I'm feeling it. She got some pipes on it.
Yeah, wait a minute now. Craig, she trying to act all shy. You can really play that. Like, what? That was jamming. I don't know what you tripping on. That's a good song. I like it too.
Well, you know, because it was never supposed to be heard publicly. I did it one time. I did the background, and I just did the lead one time, and it was just to have, so we could have something to hear. And so all those songs, whatever else you're playing, that's exactly what they were. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Well, that sounds good.
Anyway.
I love the song, and when I played it, I remembered this was one of the ones I kept jamming to. So I love the song.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
uh, So when you go in the studio, I got to ask this question because I'm an artist too. When you go in the studio, what are you looking for? I know it depends on the song, but I know you have a standard too. What are you looking for in every song that you try to, you know, you try to record and make?
Well, for me, because I'm, you know, like when you hear a song, first of all, you like the music and then you go back and kind of listen to the lyrics. But I just, for me, when I am, if I'm a part of the creative process, I want to make sure there's a story in my lyrics, you know, that and hopefully an uplifting story, not necessarily a sad story, but an uplifting story or a story that makes people aware. And I just go into my heart, you know, and try to sing it to the best of my ability. I don't necessarily, those songs weren't necessarily for me, and that's why that song, for me to sing it that strongly, that's not like my normal way of singing, but I can, you know, do that. So, because I was hoping, you know, somebody with a really powerful voice could do that song, I wouldn't want to do that song. But I'm just, you know, trying to make sure that I put feeling and get the, you know, the feeling of the song, the heart of the song, and maybe it'll touch even just one person and be uplifting, you know, to that person. I just feel, really think, especially right now, we're at a time where we need, you know, to have uplifting music, encouraging music, and things that will make us, you know, empower us, really, help us to empower ourselves. So I'm always thinking about, you know, those things, and I just want to do the best I can do, you know. So that's basically, you know.
Right. And I'm going to be honest with you. Like I said, on that song in particular, you sound great on it. And I think on any song, you probably could throw down on. I mean, I've listened to your songs. I kind of think I know your style. But you have been on my SoundCloud page liking songs I did that's off the cuff. And I already know the songs I'm talking about. I talk about some wild stuff at times because I grew up, you know, in a wild environment. But you happen to hit the heart thing, and I look back, well, Silver says she liked this. What? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm sure you could do some. You could do that genre too, just as well. I'm sure. I'm quite positive.
I've had to do. I've been hired like with different types of musicians and singers. I mean, I thought we would, you know, talk about that. Like, I sang with Rory Harris for a while. I was the girl on the star, on the Ubiquity Star Booty when he made the group. He produced the group. I also toured with Earth, Wind, and Fire when, you know, Maurice. And Maurice, as a matter of fact, has my name in his book. He mentioned, and I was, like, surprised, you know. So I was, you know, I'm happy that he thought enough of me to do that. And, you know, and with a whole bunch of people. So I had to be flexible. And that's why I was saying, like, you know, that song I was singing in a different style. And you have to be, I mean, I've had opera workshops in college and things like that. So I have a real vast diversity as far as the styles that I can,
right,
you know, and I can
right
do all the background parts. So, but I really,
don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. I'm going to send you in your messenger a song that you need to do for me on one of my songs. Don't be
okay
surprised. I'll be like, yo, you could do it now. As a matter of fact, I might send you one just so, and you do whatever you want to do. You write the lyrics to it, and I'll have one that I've written lyrics to. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you
yeah
know, that's
because
what I've been doing mostly. What I've been doing mostly, like those songs. I mean, I've never met Al J. Boyd. He's part of the music. He did the music for that. For all, I don't know what other songs you're going to play, but I've never met him. And so I've written with a lot of people, like even out of the country, in England and different places, and they'll send me tracks, and I'll write the lyrics and come up with a melody, and we record them, and then I've never met them, though. So, I mean, you know, the
right
technology we have now, you can do that, you know.
Don't worry, we're going to be doing it, for real. And sign up some split sheets, for real. The next song I want to play is Never Say Never.
Okay.
Craig, here we go again.
I hear you. Let's check it out.
This is Never Say Never. You want to introduce it, Silver?
Well, it's kind of self-explanatory. It's about, you date someone, and maybe a lot of time it's the female, but it can happen either way. But, you know, she's dating someone, or she thinks they're dating, but he's always saying, you know, now we're just friends. And, you know, it breaks her heart a little bit, but she kind of accepts it. But then as time goes on, you know, she gets herself together internally, and then he comes back around, but now he's all, you know, all wanting to marry her, and he, you know, wants to be in a relationship with her, but she's stronger now. So, you know, she allowed him to mistreat her initially, but it was her. You know, again, I try to write things that are empowering. I feel that, you know, no one can do anything to you that you don't allow. So that's really, you know, what it's kind of addressing. And that later, you know, if you work on yourself, you can, you know, get stronger and be in power of yourself, you know. So it's no one's fault. You have to take your power back and be in control of yourself. So, hello? Oh, you're playing that.
Do you remember what you said? I'd never be in your home, but I was welcomed in your bed. Always constantly reminding me we were just friends. Oh, but you're older now, and maturity got to see out security. I am retracting everything you said to me. But I want you to know that you love me more. What do I do in this lifetime? Oh, never say never. Never, never tell. But someday you might take it back.
My listener said that you're so humble, and she was loving that jam just like I was. We was bouncing.
Oh my goodness.
I know she's jamming in Ohio. Craig, go on, say what you gotta say, brother.
Yeah, I'm feeling that one too. I would bump that.
Yeah, I would bump
you
that.
You guys are so nice.
I'm getting ready. I'm being honest. I'm getting ready to bump that in my car. Like, I
oh
had
my
no.
Goodness.
It's been,
well,
a,
you know,
it's been a minute.
Was, oh, yeah. Well, that one was, that's actually a remix of the original version that someone in England did. I've never met him, but he wanted to do a remix, and they were playing it in England, you know, so I was just like, okay. But there's another version of that with backgrounds
yeah.
and stuff, but he took it and he did that remix.
And now I can see that playing in the club right now, having a lot of people jumping on the floor because it's got that sound. And I remember when I got these songs because we had, just like Craig Groove last week, I had the wrong songs. With you, we miscued on the time, and you never called in. So I had that song for a while, like over a couple of months before I had you back on the show. And I hadn't played it in a while. And I'm like, man, I should have been playing this, you know, in my mind when I played it.
Yeah. Well,
I like that.
I appreciate it very much. I really do. I really appreciate it very much.
So you write the lyrics a lot to a lot of your songs, correct?
The lyrics and the melodies, someone will send me a track, and I'll just, whatever it sounds like to me and, you know, what it feels like, I'll then come up with a story, you know, and then, you know, write the lyrics and get the melody, like find a melody that fits in whatever they send to me.
Right, right. Man, it's going to seem like I'm going to have to meet you because it seems like I'm going to have to meet you because all the different variety of genres and styles, man, I could write for you for days. Anyway, who inspires you the most out here that's doing music? I mean, who you like now as opposed to who you like when you was growing up? Who did you want to be, you know, compared to as far as your music is?
Well, when I was growing up, to me, the only person I wanted to be was, I would listen to Aretha Franklin. You know, my background was gospel singing, and so, you know, like I said, everybody sang in the house. So I would put on an Aretha Franklin record and just sing to the top of my lungs from morning to night if I could. I just wanted to be her so badly. She just, to me, had the best voice ever. So that was my inspiration growing up. Now I'm really diverse. I like a lot of, you know, music, a lot of people that aren't really, you know, very popular, and that's kind of who I seek a lot of times because I
right.
find some of that to be some of the best music ever, you know, and I, you know, listen in the car and everything all the time. I'm always seeking, you know, new music, new artists, you know, and I play them to the point that Spotify sent me in, but one of the groups that I had been playing in the car, I had played so much. When they came to L.A., they sent me an invitation to their private, you know, party at their concert because I had supported them, you know, so much. Whatever hits me, whatever feels good to me, and it could be in any genre. I like I said, I'm very diverse in that, but whatever feels good to me is what I like, you know, and there's some really good singers, and not necessarily, you know, what we would measure as good singing back in the day. It's feeling what I'm looking for. I want to feel something when I listen, whether they're playing an instrument
right.
or they're singing. I want to
right.
feel it, you know, and that's the first thing that gets my attention.
Well, Silver Cox like me, so I'm glad I'm one in that bunch. the last song that I got for you is Without Love. Here we go, Without Love.
Oh, okay. Which mix is that? Oh God.
I don't know because it wasn't marked anyway. But it's 5 minutes.
Okay, well,
it's 5 minutes and 46 seconds. So I don't know if that.
Oh, can you cut it? Can you make it shorter? Can you just like turn down the volume and just make it shorter? That's a long. Yeah, you got the first.
Okay.
Yeah, that's before they remixed it.
I'll play about two to three minutes of it.
Okay. Well, okay.
Here we go. Silva Cox with Without Love. The
now,
short
this
condensed.
This is definitely a song that I just really wanted to write, you know, for the world to think about. You know, with that, it's called Without Love, the subtitle, You're Alive, But You're Not Living. So without love, you're alive, but you're not living. So that's the point of it.
Here we go. And we're back.
Hello?
We're on. I hear you. I had to cut it, but I didn't want to. I was like, man, I love that song. I didn't want to cut it. Craig Groove, One More Time. You like that one too, right?
Yes, I sure do. I wish I could play it on some quality speakers so I can hear it outside of this phone. Maybe if it's on SoundCloud or something.
Yeah, it's on Reverb Nation. I didn't put it on SoundCloud, but it is on Reverb Nation. And I have I think it's on my. I have a Silver Wings page on Facebook, so I think it's on there as well. But Reverb Nation under Silva Cox or Silver Wings.
Cool.
And also,
I can find you.
Hello.
Say it again, Craig.
Can you hear me?
I was saying that I'm going to look you up so I can follow your sound.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Like I said, you know, those are things that, again, one time through, there was no fixing the mistakes or nothing. We just did one time through because it was just supposed to be a demo of the song, all those songs that he played. And I'm really, you know, appreciative that you took the time to even talk to me and play the songs. I really appreciate that very much, Taz. I was calling you Taz, but Taz.
You're right, Taz. But it's all good. I love your music. I love your voice. Every song that I did play, I love. And when I heard it, I was feeling it from the beginning. So, you know, I know we're on that same kind of vibe. So, you know, because you can tell when somebody's on the same groove you're on. And I loved every song. And I thank you again for calling in after a couple of months of trying to get you on the show. You finally here. And I thank you. And when you do something new, hit me up and let me know. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna have you back on the show so we can do a 2-hour set where I play different music that nobody never heard. And it's kind of up your alley. It's kind of up your alley,
okay,
where you like to hear new stuff that you never heard. So I'll play.
Yeah,
I'll invite you back.
I love that.
I'll invite you back to co-host with me on one of those nights when I go through and play No Spins. Also, give out more of your information where people can hit you up at.
You know what? They can. I'm just so bad with even remembering my social media addresses. I just know on Instagram it's Silva_Wings, and on Facebook it's Silva Cox. You know, SYSYLVA, because a lot of people spell it SI, but it's SYLVA and then COX. And I also on Facebook have a page which is under Silver Wings as well. But I just wanted to say, too, I audition, you know, I do movies and commercials and things every here and there now and then. And I went back to school and I became a chiropractor. You know, my heart is still in the music and stuff. And I went to an audition last December for a little small part in a movie. And I didn't hear anything until this past Monday, and they said I got the part. So I'll keep you informed about it, but it's a part like I've never had before. And it's a small part, but it's going to be very memorable, I hope. So anyway,
okay,
I'm looking forward to doing that. It's in a movie called The End.
Well, make sure you keep me informed of that, for real.
Yeah, I will.
Well, thank you again, Silva. I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you're on the show. And like I said again, I love your music. Craig Groove, you got any last words for Silva Cox?
Keep up the good work, and keep in touch. Craig Groove, everything. On Facebook.
Oh, yeah, send me your information. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, any people that are creative, I'd like to keep in touch.
I will.
All
put
right.
y'all in touch.
I will.
I'll suggest you on Facebook. I'll put y'all in touch.
Okay.
That way y'all can.
Great. That's wonderful.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not,
again,
I'm really bad at that, but I do my best to keep up with it. I do better on Facebook than any of them, I think.
Well, take care, and I'll be in contact with you either by phone or Facebook.
All right, TAZ, I'm sorry.
That's all good.
Okay. Well, you
take
have
care.
A good evening. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye, dear.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was Silva Cox. I got in the house, Craig Groove. Craig was on last week after we did the little mistake of his music, but we got him on now. Producer, speaker, educator, entrepreneur. You do it all, don't you, Kat?
Yeah, man. I ain't trying to leave nothing on the table.
I see. Hey, when I read the bio that you sent me today, when I went producer, yeah, okay, I got that. But then when it says speaker and educator, what? I went, wait a minute, can't speak it too? So explain that, man. Go and speak on it.
Well, at the end, I got a long story, man, and there's a lot of people that want to hear it. And be inspired by it and be motivated by it. I mean, you know, as the bio says, I am Craig Groove and so are you. So the meaning of that is I'm no different than you are. You know, those people that are aspiring to get into this music business from a producer, songwriter, engineer standpoint, I was once where they are. And now I'm turning it around and giving back and helping people figure out some things that I had to figure out the hard way, kind of like bypassing a lot of the drama and the headaches and speeding on up to the good part. And
right.
It's working out, you know, so there is a demand, so I'm just making that supply.
Also, for the people that don't know, he's the producer behind Kimiko Far, who was on my show a couple of weeks ago doing the spoken word thing for the people that didn't know. And that's how I got in contact with Craig, because I was like, yo, I am feeling the production on this track. And then I'm feeling the production on this track. So, you know, after two times of saying that, I had to get in contact with you, bro, because I was feeling it for real. So the first song I want to play is the one by Go-To Guy. By Carl.
Go-To Guy.
By Carl Henry.
Yep. That's one of my favorite joints that I produced ever, which is why I sent it to you. I wanted to kind of show some diversity, you know, because a lot of people get typecast into one different or one specific genre as a producer. And I'm not inside of a box. I do it all. You know, at the end of the day, it's music, you know, whether it's country, blues, pop, rock, hip hop,
right,
trap, which I don't really, it's not my thing, but I'm not scared of it. And I got all kinds of clients. So I sent that track to you just kind of show, you know, some diversity and outside of the box. And that track for me is, what's this, 2017? That was done in 2008. So for me, it's pretty old. But when you make good music, it's timeless. And that artist, you know, he's from Canada. He's a Canadian artist. I met him back in 08, hooked up with his circle, with his camp, and they liked my production. We flew me to New York for a few weeks, and we worked. And that's one of the tracks out of many that we did.
This is Go-To Guy by Carl Henry, music and production by Craig Grew.
When you need a little love.
go-to guy, Craig Groove, Carl Henry.
That's right.
I love that, man. That's kind of bad, bro. That's kind of bad. I like that song, boy. Hey, I guess tonight I'm gonna be putting these all in the ride tonight. I got to hear that again. Yeah, that's a bomb.
That's definitely something to ride to. That's definitely something to bump in the vehicle.
So, again, let's go over like we did the last time, the equipment that you use to actually come up with these different grooves, man. What do you do? Like, what do you use in making your sound?
I'm 100% in the box with Cubase. I've been using Cubase since, like, the late 90s. And my philosophy is when you have a tool, you don't have to keep reinventing the wheel, trying to learn a multitude of different programs and software. Once you master one, then you can spend more time being creative and laying tracks down as opposed to figuring out, well, how do I do this? Well, how do I do that? So
right.
I'm a firm believer in master one, be the master of one, rather than dibbling and dabbling in several programs, because they generally all do the same thing. As long as you have a high-end program like a Logic or a Pro Tools or a Studio One, they're going to do what you need to do. But so many people make the mistake of thinking that they need Pro Tools to mix in. And, you know, Pro Tools is a very good program. It is the industry standard if you're trying to be standard as an engineer. But as a producer, if you're a producer slash engineer, you want something that leans more towards the production side as well as balancing out what an engineer needs. And so that's
right.
just been my weapon, and I know it like the back of my hand. So, and that's what I use, you know, today. I started, like everybody else, drum machines, overly priced keyboards, and a bunch of outboard gear.
But this is
2017, and anybody who's still using that stuff, they're doing themselves a major disservice.
Yeah, right. Because it's a lot better with the software now and the technology.
Yeah.
Take advantage of the technology
right.
today.
Exactly.
Now,
there are two types of people, those that are changing the game and those that are getting left behind. And I'm just not a believer in dabbling in what we used to do.
Now, you published a DVD, tutorial. Explain that, Kat.
Yeah, I got 3 DVD tutorials, and, you know, those are on their way to becoming obsolete, just like DVDs are obsolete. That's why now I'm focusing on the streaming.
Right.
On my website, Craig Groove Academy, once it's complete, it will be videos, unlimited videos, but you'll be able to stream those videos rather than having to order a DVD product and wait on it to come in the mail. Because today, once
right.
again, technology is moving fast. But the first DVD tutorial I did is called Learn How to Remix. And that is pretty much been my claim to fame. I got in the game creating remixes. It was the easiest way for me to become connected to the powers that be, the check writers, living
right.
in a small town in Alabama. When you're in Alabama, it's not a music city. And you need access to those check writers and those people that need your product. So I started out doing remixes just by getting artists a cappellas that I knew that they were working, you know, working the song, promoting the song. And I would create a version, in my opinion, that was always set out to be better than the original version. You know, my thing is, why do a remix if you're not going to kill the original version? They already have
right.
a song. They need a better song. So that was my way of introducing myself to the music industry, and it worked. And I did it over and over again, and I got the same desired result. So there's a lot of people just like me who live in a small town who don't have, you know, immediate access to putting your clothes on and driving downtown to Manhattan or taking the subway down to Manhattan. Ain't going to Universal or, you know, Interscope and getting a meeting. It's just not going to happen. I mean, it's just not that easy. Whereas if you create a remix, and back in the day I used to FedEx those remixes, but now you got the advanced technology of the internet. You just send
right.
those, you know, find the powers that be, the person that you need to connect with, and forward it to them. Get them to listen to this product. And there's only two things they can say. Either they like it or they don't like it. If they don't like it, everybody goes about their business. If they do like it, we can do some business. And so the first DVD, Learn How to Remix, I teach people how I remix. Second DVD is Production Tips and Techniques. That's just showing more tricks of the trade of how I do what I do, the behind-the-scenes tips and secrets. And the third DVD is Learn the Business of the Game, and that's where I'm strictly focusing on the things that I was telling you about, how to get placements and how to get in contact with the right people and everything that you would need to know, from copyrights to publishing to song splits, everything that a producer would need to know on a daily basis, that's what that DVD covers.
Correct.
And they've sold all over the world. I appreciate it. I've gotten love all over the world. I've gotten feedback, positive feedback, and that's when I knew I was on to something. And, you know, that's where I graduated to actually teaching, created my own school online, Craig Groove University, and that's where I teach people in real time, live classes, online. And been doing that since probably 2011 is when I launched that. And it's going well.
Well, that's good, man. And that was good thinking on your part, trying to educate younger cats that want to do this thing
right.
on the right way on how to do it. That was a good idea. Hey, that's a good idea. And I'm like in my mind going, wish I thought of that. You know what I'm saying? That's a good idea, bro.
Yeah.
The song Cried Together. Explain that before I play it.
All right, that was my very first placement in the major business. Those guys, a group called Prophet Jones, they had a big single. Their first single was called Lifetime. And my song, my remix, was the second single. And what happened was the A&R in Motown, they were signed to Universal Motown, and the original version that was on their album was very, very slow. It was like the original OJ's version of Cry Together, because it's a remake. But my version is a remix of that remake. And so the A&R wanted something more upbeat, you know, not fast, but something with a groove to it that people can, you know, rock their head to and, you know, keep people's attention without falling asleep. So from a connection of mine in New York, he sent me the acapella. I did my thing to it and sent it back. FedEx, of course, because like I said, back then, the internet wasn't high speed like it is now. And they hit back and said, yo, we like it. Let's do it. And they put me on the first thing smoking from Alabama. And that was my first placement, and I'll never forget it. And that's why I sent that one to you, is because that changed my game. I went from being that guy that couldn't get a meeting to that guy that's my single that's on BET every day and on the time doing a morning show every morning and all the radio shows, syndicated shows across the country getting major airplay. So now I was able to, when I introduced myself, rather than saying my name, saying this is the song, I got that single, that's me. And so now I can walk indoors and get meetings, and they're like, yeah, come on in, let me hear what else you got. And that changed the game for me, you know. So I went from that nobody to becoming a somebody, and that's everybody's dream, is to get in the game, you know. And that's the one that broke the doors down for me.
One of my listeners said, Prophet Jones sounds familiar, and I already know the group. When you said it, I knew who they were. So, yeah, they do sound familiar to you. That's because they are known.
Yeah, if people would remember them from back in the early 2000s, they had a big hit called Lifetime, a wedding type of song.
Right.
You know, like I said, they were, I guess, a victim of circumstance. I think the group, you know, they had issues. They ended up falling out and breaking up. But ultimately, you know, that was one of the last, in my opinion, one of the last real R&B groups, you know. But just like all groups, I know you remember the whole New Edition story. There's always issues, internal issues amongst people. And there's probably a whole lot more to the story than I know about, but I'm pretty cool with one of the guys in the group, P. Rowe, and we stay in contact. And I've actually done a couple of songs for him over years since then. You know, he's been doing his solo thing. But yeah, that's I chose that one simply because that marked the beginning of me being a local producer to a national producer.
Here it is, Craig Groove, Cry Together, Prophet Jones.
Cry together. There ain't nothing wrong
Love that song. Always did love that song. That's Craig Groove, Prophet Jones, Cry Together. Love that song, man. One of the listeners said they did a good job on that song. She remembered it also.
Yeah. That was one of the last of the singers. You know, these dudes now on this auto-tune and all this, you know, melodyne and fixing the vocals. You know, none of that. That was real singing, straight up raw from the vocals to the mic.
That's why the records don't sound good live now. They don't sound like the same record because it's not studio fixed, you know.
Right.
Now, sometimes some people do have the auto-tone with them, what's his name? I can't think of his name right now, and I'm looking at him. And he could sing without auto-tune. I can't think of dude's name.
T-Pain.
Yeah. He can sing without auto-tune. That sound good.
Yeah.
But that's his style, of course. So, I mean,
you got to go
with your style. But I heard him sing.
Right. He used auto-tune more as a gimmick to get people to pay attention to him. But there's a lot of people that are using auto-tune to survive not turn all the way on full blast like T-Pain does, but turn on enough to where they're not hitting no wrong notes. And those guys right there are some of the last guys that when they went into the studio, they sang it. What you hear is what you get. And it wasn't fixed up. And it wasn't tweaked, and it wasn't, you know, adjusted.
Yeah.
That was singing, you know, around the. That's four dudes around the garbage can burning in the middle of the street singing.
right. Or down in a subway with the hat turned upside down, ready for people to throw money in. Yeah, I understand, bro. I want you to give your information to the folks so they can actually hit you up, check you out. See what you got going on new and what you're doing, man.
Everything Craig Groove. Facebook, Craig Groove. Twitter, Craig Groove. Instagram, Craig Groove. CraigGroove.com, the website. It's not hard to find me. Just remember the words Craig Groove. And all those places you can link up with me.
Well, bro, I want to say thank you again. I appreciate you. I'm going to play that last joint that you did, and that would be the last song that I play, the one called Strong Black Man.
Absolutely.
Introduce it so I can rip it.
Yeah, that's one of my homies. You know, we grew up in the same city. He is what people label as Christian hip-hop, but the dude got a pen on him. You know, he writes from the heart, he raps from the heart, and, you know, he's a visionary. We just recorded that song last year, but he wrote it years ago. And what's crazy is about him writing that, I'm going to say, if I remember correctly, I'm going to say it's at least 10 years ago. And, but the lyrics are just as relevant today as they were last year, as they were 10 years ago. And so when I was, you know, flipping through, you know, my catalog and looking to see what to send, that one just jumped out at me. And, you know, it's a good body of work. And I think people need to hear that.
Well, again, thank you, Craig Groove, for coming through. I appreciate, Silver Cox for coming through. I'm gonna link y'all up on Facebook.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back next week with me actually doing the first time playing my beats all the way through for an hour.
Nice.
Again, thank you, Craig, for coming through, man. I appreciate you, man. And like I said, I'm sorry about last week. I'm glad we got you on this week though. It's hot.
That's all
and
good,
this,
man. It's all good.
Thanks for having me, Craig. Oh, you're welcome, sir. This is Craig Groove, Lyrical Wiz, the name of the song, Strong Black Man, Anointed Lyrical Wiz, Strong Black Man Anointed by Lyrical Wiz.
I'm that strong black man they don't want you to see. I'm not that wrong black man they put on your TV. There's two things I'm gonna be all the days long. Number one, I'm gonna be black. Number two, I'm a strong black man, not the stereotype you watch at night, full of fright. Cause the media done blurs your sight, ain't that right?
That's right.
The 10 o'clock news is just portraying me as a killer, drug dealer, and a stealer. But no, on the perilla, they on the outside looking in. They don't know the real me, so they just need to chill, see. Cause they don't know the deal, G. Can anybody fear me? See, in the end, we'll see that the devil is the killer, but I ain't gonna let him kill me. Cause I got too many days to go and ways to go, too many opportunities to get up and give my gracious God some praise, you know. I can't be letting the devil try to tell me who he think I really am. He'll have you thinking you South Fleet or something, man, when you really have descendants and Noah's dependents. It's time for them plaintiffs to rest their case. It's time for us defendants to take your hand and take the stand and let you know a strong black man is one who's not afraid to rise up and possess this land for Jesus, for Jehovah. Let's take this U.S. over from California to Minnesota, Huntsville, Alabama, up to Dover, Delaware, everywhere I go, they act like we don't never care about each other, but my brother asked me for something, I tell him yes.
So what you saying?
I'm saying, y'all, it's time for us to stop playing, y'all. We laying here decaying, y'all. Listen to what they saying, y'all. Instead of hitting our knees and praying, listen to what God is saying and let them teach us how to stand so we can be that strong black man.
I'm that strong black man they don't want you to see. I'm not that wrong black man they put on your TV. There's two things that's gonna be all the day long. Number one, I'm gonna be black. Number two, I'm gonna be strong. I'm that strong black man they don't want you to see. I'm not that wrong black man.
Across this nation, check this sticky situation. They make sure you know you make up more than half the population of the prison, but of the college on the country. You wanna know what you make up, you gotta hit your library. Cause if you do it right, you get no interviews. But if you do it wrong, you get the 10 o'clock news. Why? So they can make you think you something that you really ain't. Oh yeah, they hold that paintbrush, man, but you hold the paint. So don't fake that strong like that black man you really are. And one day they'll believe us when they see that Jesus wasn't blue-eyed, though you tried. Oh, now I'm being racist, right? You turn your head from this truth because you don't want to face it, right? It's time for our children to see some positivity, not your negative image of me, but that man that's really me. Now you can fight this song all night long because it's right, not wrong, but I'm going to be like your coffin, black and strong from now on. So go, stop trying to make my child think I'm wild, because Urkel ain't as half as goofy as my man Goma Pyle. But in the public eye, you make Urkel look like a fool. So now my brother thinks that being intelligent ain't even cool. But look at Doogie Howser, he white and a doctor. If you'd have made him black, it would have been a gamble, you know, like Proctor. It's two things I'm gonna be, man, all the day long. Number one, I'm gonna be black. Number two, I'm gonna be strong.
I'm that strong black man they don't want you to see. I'm not that wrong black man they put on your TV. There's two things I'm gonna be all day long. Number one, I'm gonna be black. Number two, I'm gonna be strong. I'm that strong black man they don't want you to see. I'm not that wrong black man they put on your TV.
I want you to picture this. Bill Gates, the mastermind behind Microsoft, is worth over $80 billion. That's billion with a B. Could you imagine his son homeless, living in the streets? That's absurd, man. That's outlandish, foolish. The only way that he could ever live like that is to not know his ancestry. He'd have to be blind, brainwashed, clueless about who his father is and where he came from. Likewise, my brother, it's equally absurd, foolish, outlandish for black men to kill each other, hurt each other, tear each other down, man. The only way he can do this is to not know his ancestors. He'd have to be blinded, watch his media now, brainwashed, watch his social network, and totally clueless about where he came from and who his father is. Listen, black man, you came from strength, from power, from love, from community. You possess leadership abilities and unequivocal boldness to step up to the plate. Step out on faith and step over any obstacle that would keep you from being a strong black man. You feel me? Yeah. I mean, I'm just telling you the truth, man. See, the media lies to you, but I'm telling you the truth. You got to understand, there's nothing that can stop you when you know who you are. But if I can keep you from seeing who you are, you'll never be who you are. You
you'll just be what you see. So I want you to see, man, that you're a strong black man. And when you see that, nobody can take that from you. Don't let the media take it, man. Don't let TV take it. Don't let these videos take it. You got a seed in you that's going to produce the image of a strong black man. That's all I want you to see.